Half an hour later, the children and her husband are up. Breakfast, schoolwork, gym clothes, lunch money, all are dispatched efficiently. She drives carpool, dispatching hugs and kisses as she drops hubby at the train and the children at school. Back home, she pours a second cup of coffee and heads into her office to work. Mrs. Proverbs 31, the Bible says, worked vigorously. Today's woman works vigorously, too, at a job she loves. Actually, she created her own business after she invented a better mousetrap. She sells them through her website, which she designed herself after taking some graphic design courses on the Internet. Her website and her blog on entrepreneurship for work-at-home moms get thousands of hits a month. Bible Woman considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Verse 16. Today's woman also invests in real estate. She bought a starter home before she was married and scored a dandy profit in a strong seller's market. She bought another house and made a killing on that one, too. Thanks to the Federal Reserve dropping interest rates, she recently refinanced the mortgage on the family home and put the extra monthly income into mutual funds pegged to the S&P 500. She reinvests the dividends for retirement. She keeps a little fun money on the side for the odd stock investment. And like her counterpart from the olden days, her trading is profitable. Verse 18. Incredibly profitable, actually, thanks to the high-tech boom and her foresight in selling high and moving to cash just before the dot-com bubble burst. Mrs. Proverbs 31 burns the midnight oil. Her lamp does not go out at night. Verse 18. Today's gal is up late, too, taking a little me time to scrapbook the family's vacation photos and then organize her recipe collection. Did I mention she's a gourmet cook? Mrs. Proverbs 31, the Bible says, selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. Verse 13. Her modern-day equivalent does the same thing. She works with eager hands at the keyboard, finding great bargains online, selecting washable, no-iron, indestructible clothes for the kids and designer duds for herself and her hubby at deep discounts. Just as Bible Gal was clothed in fine linen and purple, verse 22, today's gal dresses well, too, in timeless separates. She's read enough books and watched enough experts on TV to know what to wear, what not to wear, how to dress for less, and how to dress for success. She knows how to dress for her age, her body type, her lifestyle, and her budget. Color her gorgeous. Bible Woman is a generous woman who opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy.